There are seasons when faith stops sounding like a song and starts feeling like endurance. Nothing looks as though it is working. Prayers seem to disappear into silence. You keep doing the right things, keep trying to trust, keep showing up with a heart that is already tired, and still nothing changes. It can feel less like walking with God and more like standing still while life moves forward without you. We are taught to look for fruit, for evidence that something is happening, for signs that our efforts matter. God looks for roots. Roots do not grow in sunlight or applause. They grow in darkness, pushing through resistance, forming in places that feel lonely and unremarkable. No one celebrates a root system, yet without it, nothing above the surface could survive the first hard wind. This is where much of God's deepest work happens. Character forms where no one is watching. Integrity strengthens in private decisions. Trust is refined in silence, where there are no quick answers and no visible rewards. The quiet strips away the illusion that we can manage outcomes or control timing. It reveals what we truly believe about God when He does not explain Himself. And for those of us who have known loss or instability, hidden seasons can feel especially heavy. Waiting does not feel peaceful. It feels unsafe. Your body remembers how quickly life can unravel, how suddenly what you depended on can disappear. You find yourself scanning for signs, bracing for impact, wondering whether the ground beneath you will hold. Yet even here, God is not distant. He is steady in ways that do not always calm the storm, but keep you from being carried away by it. Scripture is filled with planted people. Joseph in a prison cell, David in caves, Ruth gleaning behind others. Even Jesus lived 30 quiet years before 3 public ones. None of those years was wasted. None of that hiddenness meant abandonment. Preparation often looks like delay when you are living inside it. You are not buried. You are planted. A seed in the soil looks like something that has been lost. It disappears from view. It breaks apart. It stops looking like what it once was. But the breaking is not destruction. It is the beginning of new life pressing outward from within. The shell must split for growth to happen. What feels like falling apart is often the moment when God opens something in you that could not emerge any other way. Staying is the hardest part. Staying faithful when results are invisible. Staying humble when you feel overlooked. Staying rooted when everything in you wants relief more than growth. The world celebrates sudden visibility, but God often chooses slow formation. He builds depth so that when fruit comes, it will not collapse under its own weight. There is mercy in the hidden place. You are allowed to be unfinished here. You are allowed to heal without performing a strength check. You are allowed to grieve what was lost while God quietly grows what will be. The private work of God is not punishment. It is protection and preparation woven together. One day, what He is forming in secret will become visible in ways that feel unmistakably His. Not because you forced it, not because you perfected yourself, but because life cannot remain underground forever. Roots eventually support branches. Faithfulness eventually bears fruit. Quiet obedience eventually speaks. Until then, God does not require dazzling progress. He asks for your presence. Turn your face toward Him even when you cannot feel His warmth. Offer Him your ordinary days, your unanswered questions, your weary hope. Trust that unseen growth is still growth, even when your heart cannot measure it. If you feel small, hidden, or forgotten, you are standing in soil where many holy stories began. Nothing planted in God's care is ever truly lost. If this season feels heavy, you do not have to carry it alone. Lord, you see the places in me that feel buried, exhausted, and unsure how long I can keep waiting. You know the prayers I have prayed that seem to dissolve into silence. Help me trust that you are working even when I cannot see evidence. Grow in me what cannot be shaken by loss, fear, or time. Calm the parts of me that feel unsafe in stillness. Give me grace to remain faithful, humble, and rooted in your love when everything in me longs for certainty instead. Remind me that hidden does not mean abandoned, and that breaking does not mean destroyed. Bring life from what feels lost, and let your timing produce fruit that reflects your goodness. I place this season in your hands and choose to trust your heart even in the dark. In Jesus' name, amen.